0365.
Cell phones, some Pepto, a box cutter and a knife, and two Muslim men heading ultimately to Amsterdam. What does it all add up to? Perhaps a dry run. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, Coast to Coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Water cooler buzz at its best on this overnight highway. You can always chime in and throw in your two cents on whatever it is that we're talking about here on the show. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I'd like to give you the digits at the top. That way you're not trying to scramble around to remember the number, just in case you have the problem that I have where you forget the digits. So here's the scoop. There was two guys. They were on a United Airlines flight from Chicago to Amsterdam. They were questioned by the Dutch. It's because the U.S. TSA, or Homeland Security, I guess, found a cell phone taped to a Pepto bottle, a Vismo bottle, and a knife and a box cutter and checked luggage connected with both of the guys. The two men from Michigan, or at least they had a Michigan address, were ultimately the ones who owned the bag. Now, play along with me. Here's what happened. One of them, and there's a couple of names linked to them. They have long names, so the question is, are the names correct or not? Ahmed Mohammed Nasser Al-Sofi and Hizam Al-Mirasi. And they were together ultimately on the flight to Amsterdam, but not on the way before that. Al-Sofi was questioned when he went through security in Alabama. He was going to Chicago. He told the TSA he was carrying a bunch of coin, a lot of cash. He had $7,000. But you can carry a lot of money, up to 10 grand. So they also found lots of cell phones taped together and watches taped in his luggage. He was supposed to fly from Chicago to Washington and then on to Amsterdam. Instead, he changed his plans. He must have gotten nervous. He went from Chicago to take a direct flight to Amsterdam. His buddy, Al Missouri, also changed his travel plans in Chicago. He took a direct flight to Amsterdam. That's what raised the suspicion. If they had just stuck to the game plan, they might not have actually done that. So what ended up happening is there were air marshals on the flight from Chicago into Amsterdam. And now they're being held and questioned. The items separately is not what the concern is. That's not what Homeland Security is saying, because Homeland Security is not really releasing very much information. Most of this comes from the Amsterdam side of things. And, you know, apparently it looks like a dry run to me. That's what they're trying to figure out. I mean, come on, it's got to be a dry run. You're not changing plans on the run, on the fly, when you're supposed to go to Washington first. Oh, let me change that. No, they got nervous. They changed the plans at the moment after they were questioned, after both of them were questioned separately. You got the cell phones. You have all the stuff that makes for, plus the knife and a box cutter. I think it was a dry run to see what would get through checked luggage, because that part you don't necessarily know. Remember, it used to be eeny, meeny, miny, moe if they actually x-rayed your luggage. For example, when I've flown from Philadelphia, they x-ray the bags. If you get on an American flight, you got to haul the luggage that you're checking over once you check in. Let's say you check in downstairs, whatever. You got to haul it over to be checked in. They screen it. They do that in Dallas, too, for most of the flights. So what I believe was the plan was to see what would happen, to see how much they would raise the red flag of suspicion. Ultimately what they did was get themselves picked up. So will they squeal? Will it lead to something else? How big are the tentacles? All that stuff, who knows? And that's where we start, ladies and gentlemen, here on America Tonight. There are other things happening in our own backyard, but boy, that's scary, isn't it? The scariest thing happening in the U.S. has to be the egg deal, the salmonella. I mean, man, 1,500 people, and that's it so far, have gotten sick, and that's a big number from eggs, all traced to the two Iowa farms that we've been talking about for the past 2 weeks. The FDA releases a report on what they found, and it's ugly. I mean, it's probably worse than you can even imagine. We're talking about piles of manure 8 feet high. I mean, crazy things that would push you away from the table from eating eggs for a long time. I have to think, and this is all tied to two farms, same family, really six farms all together. I would have to wonder who would want to do business with them after this. I don't care what they clean up, what they do. They sat around and knew they weren't going to have to suffer through any kind of an FDA investigation, so they played chicken, if you will, with the government and deciding, yeah, you know, whatever, screw the regulations, because we've got, you know, it was bad. When you've got the feed that's tainted and the manure piles and flies so thick you can't even see and maggots everywhere, you cannot tell me, no matter what this farm says, you cannot tell me that they thought that this was acceptable and everything would be fine. And the answer is no, of course not. Of course they didn't think that, but they thought they could get away with it because they didn't believe that would, you know, they'd be caught, that there would be an inspection. And I'm just wondering, when you hear stuff like that, does that make you think about the overall food supply? I mean, how many other things aren't really checked correctly? The FDA doesn't have a giant budget. They don't have enough inspectors. So instead, you got this 500 million eggs that have to be recalled after the salmonella illness was linked to the eggs, was linked to it. The reports show all the violations at both farms, including the wild bird infestation, the uncontained manure, the holes in the wall, all these problems that could have been stopped, that could have been fixed, and they weren't fixed. And I love it. They release these. They had all these kind of structural damage. Let's put it this way. If I was looking for a house, you know, when you get the inspector and the inspector comes out, I'd look at three things on the list and I'd be so far gone. Are you kidding me? Once I read this, live flies too numerous to count on egg belts in the feed, on the eggs themselves, live maggots too numerous to count on the floor. You gotta be kidding me. And people are gonna still do business with these people? I mean, are you kidding? And you know what? Maybe more people are gonna just have their own eggs. Maybe they're gonna do that. So the regulations, there's hardly any inspectors. There's no oversight. I mean, this is part of the problem. You know, and as somebody who likes smaller government, I get that. Let's just put it this way. You might think twice about some of the stuff that you're eating and where it's all coming from and the processes along the way. In fact, we thought so much about it, we're going to actually take a tour of the live, you know, the egg farm, how the process unfolds, all that stuff, coming up next month in Tampa. And we'll have it for you on the air here on America Tonight. Stay with us. Talking the economy and a few other odds and ends next.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
Said sarcastically to hear what the Prez has to say about Iraq or even the progress in Afghanistan. You know, there's that speech scheduled for Tuesday night. We'll dissect it, of course, in our next show, where supposedly the president is going to declare the end of combat in Iraq officially, thank the troops, all that sort of stuff, and say this is it, we're done, whatever, and then perhaps seg into what's happening in Afghanistan. But he's not going to declare victory. See, we go to this whole thing about Afghanistan. Now we find out, although we knew this, and we had talked about the suspicions of this, but now it's just confirmed, about the CIA paying one of the main guys working with the Karzai government to basically spy on him. That's what they were paying him. However, the amount of money was, which is why they found out about the corruption with the brother and all the other things and what was happening. I mean, the Afghanistan deal is a nightmare. It's a mess. The rules of engagement, these poor guys that are serving such good souls with their heart in the right place that are in the villages, who knows what's happening to some of them. It's crazy. And then after the WikiLeaks thing, which was good in one way because of exposing some of the things that were happening, but bad in another because of the naming names deal, and we don't know where that's going to end up. It's a hornet's nest that needs to be doused. It needs to be doused, especially after the confirmation of the CIA deal. Come on, give me a break here. It's crazy. None of it adds up, but we knew it stunk from the beginning. Pakistan really should have been the main target all along. And then you have Hamid Karzai criticizing the anti-terror strategy. Are you kidding me? You SOB. You ungrateful bag of corruption. And we knew this. But it doesn't matter. 6 years the guy gets reelected with a dirty, tainted election, and there's nothing that can be done about it. So he criticizes one more time what the strategy is. saying that it's produced nothing but civilian deaths. And then also meeting with the, you know, well, this is, he did this while visiting the German parliament, and he said there was a serious need to alter the strategy against the Taliban and some of the other groups linked to Al-Qaeda. Really? Well, what are your suggestions? I mean, and then this idea there should be a review of the strategy and the fight against terrorism. And this comes at a time when there's all this pressure to get rid of the corruption. That's what it's about. And what it's about is the story that broke about the CIA, I think. It's right under Hamid Karzai's skin. That's what it's about. Mark in New York, hello.
Well, I don't even know where to start. You just said it. Corruption, corruption, corruption. But I'm going to title my call to you as call. The title of my phone call is, It's Okay, America. It's okay, America. The new issue of National Review, August 30th, has five columns by different writers about Afghanistan, from Bing West to other experts in the field. I would urge your readers, even though your listeners, that I've heard other people say it's a CIA front, you know, William F. Buckley and all that stuff. But I was a little heartened by the fact that it's telling you the truth about this farce in Afghanistan. And like yourself, I may have been fooled by the reason we went to war, and I used to see the bumper stickers, support our troops, bring them home. But it's true. It's true. I think a veil has been lifted. When I read these columns, you cannot stop the corruption. But it's all right, America. You've been fooled, and you're going to continue to fool. I don't even have time. I don't have it in front of me. I'm sitting here in the dark just listening to your show, and I'm just disgusted. When you see the 10 NATO troops were killed over the weekend,
yeah.
Replace the word NATO with American, okay? It's under NATO's authority, but those are our guys that are dying for nothing. We got to bring them home, let them have the opium, let them have the oil and the minerals, because if they told the truth, there would be an armed, violent revolution to overthrow everybody in this government, because this is a joke what these guys are being forced to do. But it's okay, America. And let me just bring on one other topic. It's the same, it may seem like a non sequitur, but it's true. It deals with the Mexican border. You know about the violence, the migrant workers that have been killed, 14 more people were killed, bombs, car bombs, the Border Patrol pulling back, the Border Patrol being some of their officers being corrupted by the drug money, the failure of the drug policy. And this movie coming out, I've seen three of them on Fox News now called Machete, with that guy, the Spanish guy with the tattoo. He's been in a lot of movies, the movie Heat, I forget his name. One of my friends actually met him in the city once. That movie, America, just listen, but it's okay, America, because your heads are right up your rear ends. That movie is about brown supremacy. That guy is killing white people, militia members, supposedly, people against, it's a La Raza, La Mecha, whatever the hell it is, Reconquista movie. Everybody that's killing there is killing white people. That's what it's about. They're pushing this, you know, the whites are against everybody and they're against the illegals, when this country is giving more benefits to anybody in the whole freaking world. But it's all right. From the FDA falling down on a job, 8-foot chicken manure pounds.
That's
that
crazy.
Would good
yeah.
Lord, I think I'm going to go have myself an omelet and then stick my head in the toilet. I'm jumping around because I'm saying it's all right. You got people, Mexican folks that want to kill you. You got the Muslims. Somebody helped these Muslim guys put this luggage on the plane, Kate, because we're not doing the background checks for the TSA. Was going to look in your underwear when you go on your flight. They're going to take your shoes off. They're
sure.
going to check. They're going to have a backscatter radar, look at your naked body, put it in a database. But you got guys working at the airport that are stowing the luggage so they can blow these planes out of the sky.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, sorry, did you say it was two Muslim men? Oh, it's okay. Now we have the four Muslim men in Newburgh, New York, not far from where I am. They're on videotape saying that Muslims, we must go to war, we must fight. It's okay, America. I'm just a hate monger. I'm a nativist. I'm a scumbag. I'm just telling you that all this is going on. It's a religion of peace. There's no criminals out there, whether it's Nation of Islam, black Muslims, regular Muslims. And, you know, we do everything we can for people, and what do we get? We get a maniac in Manchester that's got to kill the crackers because of Malik Shabazz says to do it. Now, you might say, gee, Mark, you're rambling. What's this all about? It's fine. It's okay. We're on our way out, And no one wants to stay. Well, what's the excuse? I'm sorry. Let me calm down. What's your answers, Mark? The answer is to take the government out and, I mean, overthrow everybody and stop kowtowing to political correctness and to Mayor Bloomberg and the rest of these people that say, you're a racist, you're a bigot, because you don't want to defend this mosque or you're not against the First Amendment. I mean, I'm tired, Kate. I'm so tired. But here's my answer. I'm sorry. Here's my answer. I'll wrap it up in 10 seconds. Get ready to protect yourself, America, no matter where it comes from. Don't look at me and laugh and say, oh, this jerk's all over the place. You don't know what he's talking about. Whether it's your neighbor or the guy at work mm-hmm. or some whack job in a Walmart, just keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open and be prepared for just about anything. And
yeah.
Save one person by just saying, hey, you know what? Let me be more aware. Not paranoid, not frightened, not mm-hmm. racist and nativist and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
but just look at what's going on and be prepared because the crap's coming down and it ain't really, it's not chicken crap. Thanks, Kate.
All right. Bye, Mark. All right, what Mark is saying, it does ring true. You should be definitely more aware of what's going on. And that's when we say water cooler buzz, what's happening, all that kind of stuff. It's the idea that I say this all the time, and look, there is a lighter side, and we do the lighter side. You have to have, you know, we don't want to just live underground and bunker ourselves in, of course not. But at the same time, it's like that Metallica song, the one eye open. You got to sleep with one eye open. You have to pay attention to what's happening around you, whether you're take it to the extremes, like Mark saying, where he's been saying that for a while, or, you know, you notice how he said at the end when he was talking about it that, you know, he's not trying to be a bigot, be a racist, be all those things, whatever, but just pay attention and be aware of what's going on around you. The Machete movie is getting a lot of buzz. It's the movie that was put together by Robert Rodriguez. But here's the thing. Rodriguez did, it's that the whole take on the fake trailer that the whole Grindhouse thing that Quentin Tarantino released, remember? It's a B movie and it's that whole exploitive crazy thing that they're famous for doing, that Rodriguez certainly is famous for doing too. So there are a lot of people that are up in arms and say, oh, this is going to cause all kinds of problems. There is some controversy connected to it because the story revolves around a former Mexican federale turned renegade. After a shakedown with a drug lord, he roams Texas to do yard work in exchange for money. But I think some of this is stretched a little. Stay with us.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio?
G-C-N.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest-selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it's soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at SparkleAuto.com. That's SparkleAuto.com or call toll free 866-372-9000.
1-800-795-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at sparkleauto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top of the line auto detailing products from sparkleauto.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are 3 for $30 and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Thanks for listening to America Tonight. We appreciate it. We appreciate all the emails. We get a ton of emails at americatonight.net. But we were just talking here about the Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, and the fact that he slams the U.S. in this meeting with the German parliament and then has the gall on top of it to praise the Germans for their assistance in rebuilding Afghanistan and their infrastructure and encouraging German companies to invest in the country, especially in the mining sector. You got Germany that's got 4,000 troops or so in Afghanistan. And so, yes, they are there. The Taliban has attacked a lot in the areas where the Germans are. But then you look at the forces, the American forces, how many? And you look at the momentum of what's happened in Afghanistan. So you got to give me a break here. No matter what, the fact that Karzai's comments contradicted statements from all the commanders on the ground that talk about what's going on in Afghanistan, that the momentum has swung against the Taliban, Karzai comes out and he says the opposite. And I'll tell you what, you look at what's happened, the coalition troops dead this month, 62, including 42 Americans. So when the president speaks tomorrow, for sure he's going to talk about Iraq. He's not going to say it was a victory. He's going to dance around that and maybe talk about Afghanistan with a little bit of a preview of what to expect from the president. The White House flak, Robert Gibbs, had this to say to reporters.
The president will put this into a bigger context of what this drawdown means for our national security efforts, both in Afghanistan and in Southeast Asia. and throughout the world as we take the fight directly to Al-Qaeda.
All right, so there you go. Pretty much a little bit of nothing. You didn't get much of a preview other than what we just said. And that's what Gibbs is supposed to do. He's not really supposed to tip the hand. But supposedly there's not going to be anything to do with victory that's going to be said in there. It's going to be just mostly about the fact that we have gone into this mode where we're done with the combat now, and we've got this long war against terrorism. At least they're using the word terrorism now. Remember the whole avoidance of the word? Like, you just sort of wander behind closed doors. And, you know, I get it. Every president, let's face it, I don't care if they're a Democrat or Republican, they have their spin machines. That's the whole idea of politics. And that's the crafting of the message and whatever. But why the crafting of the message, I don't know, didn't include terrorism before, I don't understand why that was so avoided. But why any time was wasted on that, whatever. So you have Karzai pounding about the anti-terror strategy of the president. He's going to give the speech and talk probably more about Iraq than anything, and not say much as far as Afghanistan, I'm assuming, only thanking the troops, but not much about the potential of what's happening in the Middle East. All right, so we move along here on America Tonight, and we head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
We do. We have this from Dennis McMahon, the lovely attorney who sends us so much email. I think he sends the most ever. And, Dennis, I appreciate your wordsmith. From WVMT, he listens there on WVMT. He says, Karzai's comments about our strategy in Afghanistan deserve a response. Give him an M16 and a full field pack and send him out to fight for his country and ask whether we should invite the Russians in and do the next right thing. Get out of the place. See, the one thing that we can all agree on is where many of us thought this was the thing to do, now have so many of us have soured on it, and for good reason, because of the attacks from the corrupt president talking about, and it was perfect, Karzai's playing off of the revelations in the WikiLeaks documents, the Afghan war diaries, and talking about the civilian casualties and taking a chunk out of the U.S. because he knows it's a no-win situation. Nothing's going to happen. I think the U.S. stays the course. As many people would like to see that door closed, it's not going to happen. Already invested too many boots on the ground, now looking bad if there's a withdrawal with no win, no victory, no end game, no strategy. It's a nightmare at this point. I mean, a complete nightmare. All right, this one from Joe Ellen. Hey, America Tonight, what do you think is happening with the economy? On a previous show, you were talking about Nevada, and you were talking to somebody about Harry Reid and what was going to happen there with the high unemployment and the frustrations of all the people there. And then the rest of America is dealing with at least, let's face it, 9 to 10% unemployment. What gives? What do you think needs to happen? That's a great question. What do you think needs to happen? More breaks for small businesses. You'd have to give the small businesses breaks. You can't level them with too many taxes because there has to be incentive to hire people because you have to have the money flowing. Or how can you do that? How can you expand? Remember, we're a capitalistic society. And what's always worked for America has been capitalism. That's why so many come to America, and it's the land of opportunity, fame, fortune, and who knows what you can seek, education, a decent living. You know, maybe you don't go all the way to the top and become a billionaire, but perhaps you make some decent wages along the way, and you can live a decent life here. That's why so many wanted to come to America in the first place. At least that was part of it, besides other freedoms that would go along with that. I'll tell you, something has to be done about making things in America. You know, we've had people on. There is a company that's what they do. They talk about all the products that are made in America. There's a website you can go to. We've had people on. You hear the ads for the Gusset Jeans, and he's a great guy, the guy who runs that company. I've talked to him out of Tennessee. And that's what they do. They make jeans in America. They open their own place. They have people working for them. They're not subbing them out overseas. People are ordering it online. But what's happened now is so much. I mean, I just challenge almost anyone. It's so tough to even find shoes that aren't made in China somewhere. Start to really look at the labels and the shirts and the clothes and things that you're getting. And let's face it, America loves Walmart. They like them cheap. They like the bargains. And sometimes it's because you can't afford it, right? So not enough is made in America. If there were more jobs here, it's like the fashion industry. I think I brought this up on one of our shows last week. The rag industry, as it was called, out of New York, that spawned so much growth and wealth and opportunity for even the middle class. In some cases, you know, you had the sweatshops, which wasn't good. But you can have things made in the United States. How much is really made in the United States? And I applaud the people like the Gusset Jeans and other companies who are doing that. And more has to be done. I think those companies need to really get as many breaks as possible. And there has to be encouragement of more development of products here and the follow through here instead of shipping them overseas. But saying that, what do corporations look at? What happens when people lose their jobs? They don't know the stories behind the jobs, behind the whatever. They're just looking at the bottom line, and that's what it's about. Even in the broadcasting industry, I had somebody tell me a story one time, and this is a major network, where the GM and the program director had to let go of people. They both had to let go of 20 people each, so that was 40 people. And the organization overall had, yeah, maybe 300 people, let's say, but 300 at the most. And when they went in to talk to the president of the company, the person who was the programmer started to say, well, I got to do this because this guy has kids and this person has this. And immediately was cut off and said, I don't care how you do it, what you do, just cut 20 people out. I don't want to hear the stories. I don't care. Sorry. I need 20 people gone. I need the salaries back, and sent it to both of them in the room. And that's what happens. We're a nation of bean counters in the corporations. They come in and that's it. And tell them to cut people out because we're not making enough profit and we're not producing enough here. So I know that's a long-winded answer to the question. But to tackle unemployment, that's some of the stuff that has to happen. And the small businesses have to get the breaks. And the loans have to happen again. Because if anyone's developing anything, they're going to need loans. And trying to get loans now, it's like the opposite. There's like a vice grip on it. Before, it's just like the home loans was ridiculous. You could just make up a number. I could walk in and probably someone says, well, what do you do for a living? You just tell them what you do. And just pick out a number, any number, and say that's what you're making for a living. And they didn't verify anything. So we got into this mess partially because of that. And a lot of it also is because so much is shipped overseas. And there's even going to be a TV show about the call centers in India, which is a sitcom, and it's supposed to be funny about what it's like talking to Americans about whatever products. But how sad, it's so true. That's exactly what's happened, right? All right, so I encourage everybody to send me their thoughts to AmericaTonight.net. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk about more sanctions against North Korea. Also, the blunder of the day.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026. So you've got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at preparedbinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green.
Coming up, the blunder of the day. But before we get to that, wrapping it all up in a neat little package, I was just talking about off of the one email that we got, what's the problem, what's the way to solve unemployment? I talked about Made in America, how I think that would be significant. A really radical idea that somebody said to me the other day. That wouldn't work because you do have to be able to export some things. That's also part of the whole capitalism deal. And it would get too tricky if you were just to completely shut everything down. But somebody told me the other day, what if you just made it illegal? What if you just said, you got to make it in America? I mean, too bad. We got to manufacture it here. We're in trouble. We got to make it here. We can't make it here. We're stuck. But that wouldn't work. Not in a global economy. However, incentives for making it in America and more encouragement toward doing that and really making people pay for sending things overseas is not a bad way to start, I think. But they being the people who legislate such things, the people we elect would never enact any kind of legislation that would shut that down. Plus, you would also be hurting others who are also able to, export their things, because then you'd have to say it's a two-way street, and that's what would happen. So you couldn't do that because you would also be killing off the Made in America thing in some senses for people who want to get our stuff in other places. That part wouldn't work. All right, so speaking of the economy, the president says that it's time to revive the economy. And, in fact, blames the Republicans for the stagnation of what's going on in middle America, what's happening in the flyover states and on the coast and in California that's just dying on the vine in some sectors there, all those IOUs and the problems in their own governments and just the businesses that are also struggling. The president says it's time for a full-scale attack to revive what ails us and pushed the people on the Hill to pass another package for small businesses. Here's what he said.
There's one thing we know we should do, something that should be Congress's first order of business when it gets back, and that is making it easier for our small businesses to grow and hire, extending the tax cuts for the middle class that are set to expire this year, redoubling our investment in clean energy and R&D, rebuilding more of our infrastructure for the future, further tax cuts to encourage businesses to put their capital to work creating jobs here in the United States.
All right, so part of the problem is what happened was the president met with his economic team, right? And he's saying they're trying to find ways to figure out economic growth. And we've got this election that's happening in November, huge, the midterms, we know it, all the House seats are up, and then 37 Senate seats. And he pushed Congress to pass this bill that I mentioned and blame the Republicans for stonewalling it. And he said, you know, stop the blockade. We can't do this. Well, the Republican leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, said, look, the bill's going to kill us. It's going to atrophy us in a different way. And tax increases that and the policies just are not working. And he says people have to listen in America. We got to lower the deficit because we have to reduce out-of-control spending. That's how we prevent these tax hikes. And we have to work to create the environment to grow sustainable private sector jobs. And that's part of the problem. It is true. If you cut off the hand that feeds you, you have cut that hand off. So you better have a way to make a living if you're going to completely jack with the companies, the small businesses. So it depends on what philosophy you believe in. And here's the other thing. Because this recovery is in massive danger, we're limping along. We have no legs, basically. We're on crutches. The problem is, with all the bleak, bad, ugly news, and it's true. You see it in neighborhoods. I say this all the time. Look at who can't sell a house and who wants to rent it. Look at the foreclosures that are still out there. Look at the people that are out of work that are doing two and three jobs just to try to make the money of the job that they had. And they're killing themselves. There's a lot of people in that situation. Well, what's also happening is people aren't spending money. Why are you spending a ton of money, a bunch of dough, dropping a bunch of dough when you're not making a lot of it? And because all you hear is bleak news about the jobless rate, about the housing sector, about, you know, everything that makes an economy thrive. I mean, the stimulus policies really didn't do well. And businesses are holding back because they're afraid of the tax increases. There's no promises about the tax increases. We're definitely going to go into this double dip recession. That's what's going to happen. What are the signs that that we're going to have this surge in the economy? I think more people are going to hang on to their money is what I think is going to happen. And you had the expiration of the home buyer tax credit, and that really, really took a bite out of what was happening in real estate and what was happening, you know, not just for real estate agents, but title companies, mortgages, you know, that sort of stuff, because obviously some people were passing muster and were able to get the mortgages. All right, I talked about the blunder of the week. So what is the blunder of the week? Well, here's what I would say the blunder of the week is. I think pretty much to sum it up, it's what we have seen in this egg recall. It's a story of manure, maggots, and mice. Even tying the three M's together. And what's very strange about all of this when you examine it is, first of all, the fact that Okay, so you've got regulations. You have a huge hub for producing eggs. Yeah, you just got to think, why wasn't there, even if you were short on inspectors, aren't you going to pick some of the bigger areas? And now when we look even a little bit further, there's a candidate for the Attorney General's office in Des Moines, Iowa, who slammed the incumbent Democrat for taking $10,000 in a campaign contribution from the family right in the middle of the national egg recall. So, Brina Finley slammed Tom Miller about the contribution in a news release. And here's what happened. It's got to be bad timing, right? He agreed to return the money. What happened was Peter DeCoster, who's the son of the owner of Wright County Egg, made that checkout to Miller years ago. It came after an agreement between the state and the owner of Wright County Egg, where he agreed to be labeled a habitual offender to prevent him from opening any new farms for about 4 years because he had been repeatedly fined for environmental violations and a lot of them involving hog waste. So you trace this all the way back, right, to 2000. And here we are in 2010. So now Wright County Egg, who knows what they've been doing for however long. I'm sure somebody else came down with salmonella. They just couldn't link it to them because there weren't enough cases. So the eggs were being produced in really, over the years, who knows what the conditions were. It was, again, a case of special interest and back-scratching and special deals. So this is tainted all the way around. And I hope people do not do business with these farms after this, because when you look at the things that have been perpetrated over the years, it wasn't just 1 year, it wasn't just 2 years. It's been a slew of years that they've had massive, massive problems. All right, despite all the things that we've talked about here on America Site in this last hour, just remember, you're still living in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and at any time, you can get back up on that horse, reach out, and grab the brass ring.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.
Well, that's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
Idiot! It's simple!